Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and so we'll rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is so awesome. And we are thankful to God for another day's journey, and we're glad about it. Amen. So glad about it. Today is day 24. Day 24 of our 40-day sojourn together, just 16 more shopping days left, amen, 16 more days left in our time of prayer and fasting, and I hope and pray you have been blessed by God through this time together. I'm going to get right to the Word. I have what I believe is a great lesson for us this morning. We're going to the book of James chapter 1, and I want to read in your hearing verses 22 through 25. James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. In your own personal private time with God, read the entire first chapter of James, which I know will be a blessing to your life. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Word of God, for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about work the word. Work the word. As Christians, we have more at our disposal to use than we think. There's more in our spiritual arsenal that God has given us than we think. Beloved, God has given us the tools that we need to use in order to do the work of the kingdom. And one of the tools is the Word of God. The Word of God carries a powerful impact and is a powerful tool to the believer. The word of truth is a living gospel that is put to good use will pay spiritual dividends to those who choose to use it wisely. James chapter 1 verse 18 says that God chose to give us birth, give us life through the word of truth, that we might be the kind of first fruits of all created. You see, beloved, when we work the word then gives us life. It helps us to live a life according to the laws of Jesus Christ. But what you've got to do is you've got to work the word. Work with what you have by way of the word. So the relevant question is, what does it mean to work the word? And how do I work the word, Pastor Jones? Well, there are three things out of this text that I think will help us to do that. Number one, do not merely listen, lest you be deceived. Do not merely listen to the word, lest you be deceived. Look at verse 22. Verse 22 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. And what James is describing for us, this means that sometimes we can listen with pleasure, but not listen with purpose. And it's dangerous to listen with pleasure, but not listen with purpose. Listening with pleasure is like when you hear music or a speech that stirs the soul, and you are moved on the inside. You're listening with pleasure, and your heart is made glad. But do not be deceived. God wants us to listen with purpose, meaning that not only are we moved in our souls, but then as we're moved in our souls, we ought to be moved into service. I like what Ezekiel says, Ezekiel chapter 33, 32 says this, and this is the English Standard Version. Behold, you are to them like a sensual song by one who has a beautiful voice and plays well an instrument, for they hear your words, but they do not practice them. It's a dangerous thing to hear beautiful words, like the beautiful melody of a song or an instrument, and you are moved to the point of having pleasure by what you hear. But God wants us to move from a place of listening with pleasure to listening with purpose. For what good is it to hear the word and not be a doer of the word as well? There's more here, beloved. We're not only supposed to not merely listen lest we are deceived, but then the second thing, beloved, is when you listen, we have to learn to look more carefully. When you listen to the word, learn to look at the word more carefully. Look at verses 23 and 24. It says, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror. Verse 24, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. James is telling us that in order to work the word, listen, listening is imperative. Listening with purpose is imperative. But then you've got to look, meaning study, examine, observe carefully, and if the word of truth is to give you life, you've got to listen with purpose, but then you've got to look with patience. A lot of times, beloved, we listen to the word, oh, the preacher gave a solid word, I was stirred, I was moved. And then when you leave the congregation, somebody asks you, what did the preacher tell you? What word of life was given you? I don't know what he said, but all I know is that I felt good. No, in order to work the word, you've got to not only listen with purpose, but you've got to look with patience. You've got to make sure that you're not doing a casual glance at the word. Or casually, you will miss something important. You got to make sure you got to check areas that need attention and then apply where necessary. See, understand this, that the Word of God is the mirror. The Word is the mirror, and we're supposed to look with patience in the mirror. We're supposed to look with patience through the Word, and if we look with patience and we find some issues, then we're supposed to work based upon what we see in the Word to fix our problems. See, that's what the mirror is there for. And so we have to be careful in just being hearers, because hearers tend to forget when they only take a glance at the Word. That's why he gives the illustration of a man looking, or person looking in the mirror. They look at their face and they only glance through the word. But only after glancing at themselves based upon the word, when they don't stay long enough with patience in the word, they immediately forget what they saw. They immediately forget the imperfections that need correcting. It's important, beloved, that not only do you listen with purpose, but you've got to look with patience. But then the final thing, beloved, is if you're going to really work the word, when you listen carefully and after you look intently, then you will find the perfect law of liberty. When you listen carefully and look intently, you will find the perfect law of liberty. Look at verse 25. Verse 25 says this, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Listen, when you work the word, it leads to the law of liberty. And this is how the word sets us free. The word of God is a liberating force that helps us to find areas of improvement and then frees us enough that as we do the necessary work in the imperfections of our life, it gives us freedom to be who God wants us to be. It gives us freedom in then allowing the new covenant of God to be written in our hearts. And when it's written in our hearts, it shows forth in our lives. I'm going to read this to you and I'm praying. Proverbs 2, 1 through 5 says this, my son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. But it all starts, beloved, when you work the word. You've got to listen with purpose. You've got to look with patience. And then you'll find the law of liberty that frees us to practice and find understanding in the word of God. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for your word. We thank you for the word of truth, Lord God, that gives us life, that allows us to live, Lord God, purposeful lives. So let us not, Lord God, be entreated to allow ourselves to listen to the word with pleasure only, but allow that pleasure to move to purpose. Allow us to look, Lord God, with patience. Allow not only us to read the word, but allow the word to read us so that we can become stronger believers, Lord God. So that we can find those imperfections in our lives and be better believers, Lord God, because of the power of your word. And then, Lord, give us freedom and liberty in your word to do all that we're called to do. Let us not just be hearers only, but let us do what the word says. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, then you're on your way to working the word of God. And when you work the word, let the word work in you. And God will bring about a change. And you'll see some things in yourself that you never saw before. And your life will be blessed evermore. God bless you. Day 24, y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.